The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
The 4th of July. Picnics. Oh, it's the 5th of July.
Today is.
Yeah. Well, yesterday was the 4th.
This is his tribute to the 4th.
Oh, I see. Yes. This is like the Boxing Day of the 4th of July. It's the day after.
My America by Ed O'Mara. America is the land of opportunity.
This is true.
Your turn.
Oh, America is the home of the brave.
America is the land of freedom.
America is a place where everyone can express their true opinion.
America is my favorite radio show.
America is where you can get pizzas delivered to your home.
America is where you can digitally record your favorite television programs.
America is where the Constitution protects you with the ability to say anything you want on the radio, kind of. CBS.
America is a place where you can get your soda with extra ice.
America is a place where you can buy a candy bar, a Reese's peanut butter cup, take it home, put it in the freezer, take it out, and enjoy it in a totally different way.
America does not use real sugar in their sodas, but America is the place where you can buy real sugar in your soda.
It's the second soda one, isn't it?
Yeah. My America is a place where you can blow off your fingers with fireworks.
My America is a place where, if you have a designated driver, you can drink until you vomit.
America is a place that if you have a designated driver, you can keep drinking after you vomit.
My America is a place where you have a right to be wrong.
My America is a place where, with the touch of a button, you can enjoy today's most modern pornography.
America is a place that has an entire television network, the RFD network, that's dedicated to three things: Don Imus, polka music, and hee-haw.
My America is dotted with homes where children are not allowed to trick and treat.
Trick and treat.
Do you want to try that one more
time? I'm perfectly happy with that.
Trick and treat.
Trick and treat.
Trick or treat.
That too.
That's true.
You know what I have is a trick and treat machine.
Trick and treat.
My America is a place where the most stupid of all of us can rise to the level of Republican presidential candidate.
My America is a place where a young black boy from Somalia can be born in Canada and come to Loudoun County and tell me that rainbows are made by farting unicorns.
My America is a land where the music never runs out.
My America is a place where you can put on a t-shirt that says something that doesn't mean anything to anybody, but you know that it means something incredibly sexual and foul. That, of course, is S.A.D.
You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Stay away from me.
This is no way to treat your new landlord.
I am not yours, and I want you out of my house now.
Funny about ownership, isn't it? A little piece of paper, and the only power you had over me is gone.
What do you want from me?
Everything.
You can't have it.
I bought it. Your blood tastes like freedom, Sookie. Like sunshine in a pretty blonde bottle. And while they may not know it yet, that is what vampires smell when they smell you.
Is that a threat?
Absolutely not. But others will find out. And when they do, you'll need protection. I can provide that for you.
I'm willing to take my chances.
There are two Sookie Stack houses. One who still clings to the idea that she's merely human, and the other who's coming to grips with the fact that you are better than that.
And what do you think's gonna happen when I do come to grips with it? Do you think my legs are just gonna magically open for you?
Well, that was saucy. Must have been Fairy Suki talking. I like when she comes out.
And I'm already sorry I said it.
Don't be. The more you let her speak for you, the more likely you are to go on living. And you want to live, don't you?
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara. Buzz Burbank. Rob Spiewak. Oscar Santana. And now, from his couch, here's Mike.
Hey, everybody, I'm hot-blooded.
Enjoy. Spoiler alert, Mike.
What happened to you there?
Jesus
Christ. I was so worried about you putting your headphones back on because I forgot about the spoiler alert.
I had my headphones off when Rob was playing the clip from True Blood.
Because you haven't seen this
week's
yet.
Yes, I haven't seen it, and I didn't want to spoil it for myself.
Right.
Nothing worse than spoiled blood.
Enjoyed in 148 countries around the world.
That's a lot.
From the Cappy Viper Studios, this is MikeO'MaraShow.com. It is Tuesday, July 5, 2011.
Right.
And we are over 7.5 million downloads. Still growing every day. Our show today is brought to you by the DR Stump Grinder. Got unsightly tree stumps in your yard?
Do you?
DR Stump Grinders are affordable.
Hold on. I this is the old one, and it's horrible. This old stump grinder.
You should replace this.
I can't even get it started.
With a DR Stump Grinder.
Here, let me give it another try. Maybe if you choke it. That's the flywheel. That's got to be the flywheel. Oh, now it's
they
flooded.
Haven't made a DR stump grinder that sounded like this ever.
Oh, God. Listen to that. I need to tune it up.
You know, when you're doing a commercial for the product, you might not want to play the sound effects of an engine failing to start.
This is the before side.
This
Once
is
we
the
get
inferior.
The DR, we'll be fine.
DR stump grinders are affordable and perfectly sized for you to make stump removal fast. Fast and easy.
Now
fast,
it's working.
Fast and easy.
Even in tight spots.
Ooh, baby.
See it in action with their free DVD.
Free.
Available at drstumpgrinder.com or click the DR ad on our website, and we thank you.
Do check it out.
It is Tuesday, July 5, 2011. Today on the show, more Facebook talk. It seems like whenever I come back from a weekend, especially a long weekend, I've got to talk to the boys about Facebook. I've got a question for Rob.
Yes. You love the social networking,
have
Mike.
A question for Mr. Santana when he gets here. He's running a little behind.
I have a question.
He's
where
just
is
around
he?
The corner.
I don't. Did we get a text from him?
Yeah, he'll be here in about 3 minutes.
About 3 minutes.
30 minutes. Very good. Look forward to that.
And the time it takes to wrap a burrito.
How was your 4th of July? I hope everybody had a good one.
Yes.
And
4th of July.
Huge fireworks here in Deviltown.
Yes.
Oh, for the celebrate.
Rattled the windows in the house. Why did I notice that? Because I was in the house.
Oh.
Didn't really decide took a peek.
Uh-huh.
Took a peek, but man, it was like...
And that was just in the kitchen.
I was going to say, were all the Wonderful. Fireworks outside?
Yes, they were. Hey. Things fine.
I'm sure.
Anyway, the tradition of fireworks.
Yes.
I said this on the edge, and I will say this here, that I found it, the tradition of fireworks, if an alien life form were to come down here,
and
they see all these people gravitating to a field where they're going to send things up into the air to explode.
Blow up stuff.
And people would just sit there and applaud. Mm-hmm. I would think that the alien might think it's a strange little situation.
Not just the fireworks, but the fact that you get to the field 5 hours in advance to sweat and literally feed the bugs.
Yes.
Just
yes.
sit out there and let the mosquitoes dine.
Let me see. 3, 4, 5, 6.
We love explosions.
6 hours, Rob. I saw chairs on the bank over here in Manassas that were set up at 3:15 in the afternoon.
Sure. You know what? I found the best thing about my house, and I did not know this until last year. I can open my front door. Sit on my stoop, and see the fireworks for the town of Leesburg.
Oh, that's
and
incredible.
And when it's done, the view is as good as all those retards at Kohl's in the parking
retards,
lot.
Retards.
That go there at 7 o'clock and wait, we're going to see a firework, and then it takes 2 hours to get out of Kohl's.
Sure, I've never understood that the move of getting down like to where you're underneath them. You know, the fireworks...
You want to see them from away.
Yes, and the wonderful thing
sometimes,
about fireworks is you can experience fireworks from a great distance.
You can.
Yes.
That is
true. In my case of my family up in Maine, 3 miles away.
Oh, it's great.
In Bar Harbor, across 3 miles of water,
I've enjoyed them from an airplane. You can enjoy them, in fact.
You can enjoy them. There's really no need to cram in there.
Were you under attack?
Yeah, well, it was hard to tell.
Let me tell you...
But the thing is, when it was done, I opened my door... and came inside.
Yeah, that's to the air conditioning, cool. Your home.
It was great.
No driving.
You know what you missed if you missed the Manassas fireworks? You missed a, I will estimate this line was, I don't know how to measure a line, so I'm not sure. I'm really, so maybe it's
people?
Time. It was hundreds. Hundreds for funnel cakes.
Oh, well, sure.
For a single funnel cake truck. And they were lined up. It was
got a license to print money today.
I will tell you that it was probably the length of three or four regular rail cars that you would see on an Amtrak train.
It could have been served on a hooker's ass. It would have been worth it.
It was incredible. And I looked at that and said, what is this line? Because it curved around.
Gold or something.
And it's over where the train station was. That's where they had it set up. And I said, oh, my God. And that's when we made it back to the house.
Certainly not worth that kind of weight. The one thing that surprised me is we've got there are people on our street where you enter in on ground level. Ours, you go up about 13 steps because you actually come into the second level of our house. And so a lot of kids gathered on our steps. There was Jabril was there, who when it was over,
fantastic.
When it was over, Jabril asked, "When are they going to do the big ones?"
How was your finale out in Leesburg?
Gorgeous, and not only was it
gorgeous,
not only
you love it. You're very fey when it comes to your fireworks.
Here's why it was so great is that not only was there all the lights, they did the loud ones at the end.
Uh-huh. I love that. That to me, the sound is almost as good as the
crescendo. You can sort of feel them, so that was great.
Now let me.
But just one thing. Robin has a friend, Braden, who's sitting on my steps playing his Nintendo handheld game.
Not paying attention?
Not paying attention. There's fireworks a quarter mile in front of him, and he's face down. And Carrie
didn't dig it.
I said, Carrie says, Braden, you know, you really should take a look at those fireworks. He says, I've seen fireworks.
Wow. There's some people that aren't into it.
I just don't get it. But kids, man, you would think kids would love it.
That's too soon. Yeah. Too soon to become jaded.
Yeah. I'm a child when it comes to fireworks. I love it.
I
could watch them every weekend.
You and your eight fingers.
I love it. Well, I'm the one that actually had the thumb with the black cat firecracker underneath it.
The logo on your thumb.
It had the logo because I brought it back to my ear. So not only did I lose my hearing in my right ear, but I also had the black cat thumb for probably about 4 days.
Oh, my God.
No, actually,
4th of July.
Yeah. And it was up in Maine that I did this. If I remember correctly, there was some sort of agonizing surgical procedure that was
elective.
That was done at my house.
Oh no, really?
Yeah, there was a knife involved, hot sterilized knife involved.
Now, was it necessary or was it punishment?
I don't know, but it was painful.
That is bad.
We should talk, whether it's a bonus show or some other show, someday we should talk about the dumb ways we have injured ourselves in our lifetime.
This
we
was really a big should. One. This is a big one. I was like, okay, hey, give me that one. Give me that. Oh, this is a dud. Hold, let me light it.
Oh.
And it was like pat! Like that, right next to my right ear.
We all do dumb stuff.
Well, speaking of fireworks, I saw that your wife had indicated something. Mr. Rob, are the fireworks going to begin?
That was Jabril. That was my slow-witted.
Pardon me for my burping, but I've been fasting for 8 hours because I have my old man health screening today.
Oh,
I'm going in for.
And then what, you get a certificate that says you're an old man?
Would you like to know where I'm going? This should give you a little idea of the
you
kind
mean
of
ultimately
health screening.
Or today.
There is this company that sends out little flyers, and they've been doing it to me for like 2 or 3 years.
Mike O'Mara, the man who does all of his medical care through flyers.
But I'm always intrigued because I say, you know what? I'd like to see how that. I'd like to have that checked out. I'd like to check out the old arteries.
Sure.
See how everything's doing. You know, God knows with my lifestyle, Rob, it's necessary.
Put him up on the lift.
But I don't even know what they're screening me for, but I think it's
Mike,
called...
Mike, checking your arteries. Oh, they don't look good.
That is not doing very well, Mr. O'Mara.
So crispy.
Are you ready?
Yes.
What's the name
Are
of
you ready
place?
To rumble?
Yes. What is the name of your medical firm, Mike?
The screening takes place not at like a medical facility. I believe they bring in a trailer.
A trailer or a tent.
Okay, this is the next generation of getting your flu shot at a drugstore.
It's close. Cost me some coin.
Well,
$200.
Well,
sure.
When your health is concerned, Mike, money is no object.
Okay, here we go. Would you like to know where I'm getting this done?
Please.
Yes.
At 12:15 today, I have to have my 6 screenings. Like, I got the BDs, the osteoporosis.
Right.
I got an aortic aneurysm thing checked for the abdominal aorta.
Crabs.
These are to make sure you don't have these things.
Shingles.
Right, right.
Rickets.
The pox.
Dengue fever.
Oh, the vapors.
But I will have... Yes. I will be having this done.
Yes.
At the Park Place Senior Apartments.
In a trailer.
Wow. You know what's happened, Mike?
I ain't lying.
We've come to the... Where is it?
It's at the Park Place Senior Apartments.
We've come to a part in America, Mike, where they bring the care to you.
That's well, right. I because of my new insurance, I don't really dive into doctor's offices as much as I used to.
Right.
Sure. You used to
and
love
then
going
tomorrow,
to the
because I'm idea. Doing a promotion with The Edge, uh-huh. I'm having my prostate checked.
Hey, hey, hey!
So this is 2 days of whirlwind medical activity.
Bet he doesn't bite his nails.
I'm trying. And there's, I think, a test called Five for Life or something.
It's five fingers?
No.
Like, it sounds like a game show with Guy Fieri.
Mark, look up life screening.
Okay.
Life screening life and see screening. If you can tell us anything about this.
Life screening.
Because this is something that the advertising worked for me because I looked at that. I said, you know what? This would be good to get this checked out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a long time ago, I had a heart scan.
Dr. Van Helsing will see you now.
Dr. Van Helsing's heart scan. And I went in, and they injected me with the stuff.
I bet they did.
The dye.
Oh, that.
For to take a look at all your eyes.
Sure.
And unfortunately, I was allergic to it.
The dye?
The dye. And I was sitting there, wow. And I remember they you know, that you go
didn't
and you're going to
go
in
this. Didn't you blow up like Violet in Willy Wonka?
I went like, the first thing I did was, I sneezed.
Oh, no.
And at that moment, when I sneezed, there were four guys in there. Bam.
Yeah.
Four, nurses, doctors, and they said, okay, put him on saline right now. Mm-hmm. They said, he's allergic.
Put him down!
And I remember looking at this young doctor, this very young doctor, and I said to him, okay, this is interesting. Let me ask you, what's the worst case scenario of this? He said, he looked me in the eye, didn't even flinch. He went,
right.
Death.
Mm-hmm.
Death if you're allergic to something they're putting
of
in
course.
There.
Of course.
But then, yes.
Do you have it yet?
Yeah.
I think most doctors...
I'm gonna see you.
Don't you have a mic over there?
No, RJ took it.
Why did
he
take it?
His mic?
He's trying to fix it a little bit.
Oh, for God's
fix
sake.
Fix it a little bit.
Yeah, he fixed it good. Fixed right. It so it don't work none.
All right, so.
Can you do a health screening on RJ's mic?
Yes.
Thank you.
All right, now, I don't know if this is the same one.
No.
Oh, dear.
This might not be
there
the
might
same
be more
one.
Than one life screening.
Is thing. There one for disc jockeys?
Hold on. Talk amongst yourselves.
Do health screening /disc jockey or /tardiness.
Health screening /disc jockey.
Oh, here's Oscar Santana who's
hello.
Decided
hey
to join
thank
us
you
today.
For joining us today, Oscar.
He was the first to reply it. To the he was the first to reply to the text that said we were starting early.
It's Cinco July.
Cinco to Oscar.
No, this is not the same stuff.
No, oh, no that's not too so bad. Good.
All right, hold on.
Mike's getting
go.
Health screenings today and tomorrow.
I hate Mark's computer.
Oh, wow.
You just loved it 20 minutes
even
ago.
Even his new Macintosh
he's
computer.
Getting multiple screenings today and a trailer at a senior center, et cetera. And tomorrow he gets, you know, the backdoor exam.
Yes, yeah, right.
I thought
I can't
you just had
it.
Like a colonoscopy.
I did for the show.
Well, that was
can
deeper.
Can you give that to Ronick?
This will be a more shell. This will be for his prostate
well, Ronick,
tomorrow.
Why are you sitting? Oh, you're sitting over there because you're manning the cameras.
Because
yeah.
RJ was the second to reply to the fact that we're going to start early today.
Oh, sorry about it. Well, that's my fault.
Is it?
But anyway, that's the reason we're doing it early today yeah. is because I have to have
I'm sorry to hear that.
I have to have
know.
A screening done, and it's this screening that I'm having done, and I have to be at 12:15. I have to be at the Park Place Senior Apartments.
Now, but Mike, that's actually not as bad as you think, because if you can get in and out in a timely fashion, bingo starts at 1.
I know.
And the prize today,
could be a lot of
you
fun.
Know, my grandmother was in an assisted living
so,
place, and the prize for bingo was a banana.
Do you have symptoms or something?
No. This is just something where they've sent me this flyer, like every other month they send me this thing, and it sounded intriguing to me.
Okay.
And I you know, I want to check out the aorta
sure.
and all
bring
that
in,
stuff.
They're
going to
bring
that.
In the converted county school bus.
It's like a sonogram. They check your blood
yeah,
pressure
be a
and all
nice
that.
Little Tuesday.
They're just doing a little workup. You
right.
know,
exactly.
It should be a nice little Tuesday.
Exactly.
Do you then we'll go to the Olive Garden, which is lovely.
Do you right. get a cookie afterwards? Like
I hope
blood?
I get something.
You know, you probably,
what I'm going to get is some chow.
You know, it'd be nice while you're there. Would it kill you to visit with some of the oldsters?
You know,
some of them are so lonely.
I've been to those apartments. It should be fascinating. I'm looking forward to giving you a full report tomorrow.
Don't you have a general practitioner you go to?
No.
No.
Not anymore.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
okay. No.
Buzz knows the guy I go to. The guy I go to basically wants you to pay when you get out of the car.
Oh, yeah, the good doctors that don't accept insurance anymore.
Well, he accepts insurance. It's just you have to pay up front. I can't do that anymore.
My father has
I don't
a
like
doctor.
To do that. I want to hold on to my money and let the insurance company pay.
I know, but it's hard to have that choice these days. I don't have that choice
my
anymore.
My father has a doctor that has the pay-as-you-exit policy and does not accept insurance.
Really?
And he is that, you know, he's such a part of so many people's life.
He doesn't accept insurance at all?
Very common. Mm-mm. Very common.
Jesus, that's not
insurance companies, that's actually strange.
That ought to be illegal.
But you know what? Insurance companies.
He prefers cash.
It's because insurance companies don't just screw us. Insurance companies screw the doctors, too. The doctors don't want to have anything to do with them either.
But I had no idea. You mean a medical professional today can actually not take any insurance?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, can they take their bill and submit it to somebody?
Yes. I think my father can do that after Mark.
Well, see, that's what our guy
right,
does.
Right, we can do that, yeah.
It's a pain
that
in the
still
ass.
Look, sucks, though.
I like to do it where I just, you know, pay my copay.
I know, those days are gone, man.
Really?
Yeah.
I've got family in medicine.
Hey, Daddy-O.
Yeah.
Those are gone, man.
That's Loserville.
I've got family in medicine, but I'll tell you, whenever I have to pay up front, I feel like you're taking me. Like I've already paid the insurance companies to be able to come see you. Now you're telling me I have
really
to pay
paying
you.
Up front is like a second colonoscopy before the procedure.
Exactly. It's not right, is what it is.
I agree.
Well, so you look healthy.
The thing, what it's
going
to be.
You're going to be one of the more vibrant guys at the senior center.
I think it's maybe. Diabetes, osteoporosis,
blood pressure.
They're stroke. They're checking your arteries.
Mm-hmm, right. Good luck.
I'm fine. And really, when I get those migraines, sometimes I worry about that kind of
that's
stuff.
That's how we ended last week.
Now, the only other thing I've heard about this is that occasionally you will get the false positive.
Well, you know, better that than the false.
Which results in a myriad of further tests costing me millions of dollars.
Right, that's the idea.
And then it turns out, oh, sorry, it was just a... But I'll give you the full report and I'll bring it in. Happy ending. Wouldn't that be great?
That would.
We're just going to put a little jelly on your stomach, Mr. O'Meara.
Oh, it's dripped down.
There we go.
Oh, dear.
This will
help us get a better reading on the sonogram.
They do say fast for 8 hours, and I'm to wear loose-fitting clothing.
Always.
I still don't know
what
if
are you
can
wear?
Trust a bus.
I don't know if it's a bus.
Might be an
RV.
Because they might camp out like in a room somewhere. Okay. And I'll know when I'll follow the signs, arrows.
You're Mike O'Meara. Your radio's Mike O'Meara.
But radio's Mike O'Meara doesn't make dick anymore financially, so he's got to do these things.
They should check that, too.
It's the same reason I'm not buying a new motorcycle.
Aww.
I'm sorry. Take a breath. I'll be okay.
You're going to be much better.
I really
don't
want that motorcycle.
No. I know.
Do you like the way I've like rationalized that?
But you're going to be much happier when they say you're fine and they put all their equipment back in the VW bus and head back to West Virginia.
If I had the energy, I'd run upstairs. I'd dash upstairs. Have you seen any other screening websites?
No, there's a bunch of them.
Well, go to the search engine, and then you tell me which ones you have, because then I'll tell my friends what the screening.
They're all on
screening.
The Consumer Reports website.
What if he looks? What was it, Five for Life, did you say?
You know, when Oscar laughed just then, he looks like he laughs on a Gabe Strang cartoon. There was almost all that. Yes, what were you saying, Buzz?
Would you say the alternative name was Five for Life or something?
Five for Life.
Try searching for that, Mark.
Or Minute to Win It.
Five for Life. That's either
Wipeout.
That's either the screening I'm getting or it's like a slogan for a breakfast drink.
It's delicious.
Either way.
I'm not sure.
Twice the energy and half the time with Mike O'Meara's Minute to Win It, Five for Life.
But I'm looking forward to it.
Well,
I'm
sure.
Actually looking forward, but I'm not looking forward to tomorrow.
Ooh,
now, tomorrow is
the prostate.
Oh.
Bend over, Mr. Babar.
You might like it.
I know I'm not going to like it.
It's probably not as bad as you think. You've been down that road before.
No,
right?
I don't think. Well, I got a dookie exam the last time I did that.
The problem is not so much the procedure, as I recall, because I had one when I was going through my colon issues, is the cleanup. The cleanup is bad.
Oh, God, what do you mean
so
the cleanup?
It's
so disgusting.
Well,
yeah, if you're done
for years.
I'm not talking
out of there?
About
that's so disgusting.
Listen, allow me to clarify.
That's nasty,
and
Rob.
That's what he said, allow me to clarify.
I'm going
to
throw up.
Well,
I just threw up in my mouth.
If your doctor is a good one, he's going to use something to aid entry.
Of course.
He's going to
if he didn't do that, you know what I call him?
What?
A buddy.
You're going to have to hit the jelly drawer. And if he uses a lot of jelly,
right,
when he's done, he just leaves you there. And it's not like he has a shower for you.
Well, they give a little swab, don't they?
You're left with paper towels.
Oh, yeah, he lets you God,
that's
do
not
that.
The end of the world.
Yeah, but,
it's
no, yeah, but you know what? It is not so jelly. Good.
Yeah.
I mean, how much jelly did your doctor use?
A whole and jar of Smuckers.
And then we're straight.
Where are you with this thing? Come on, I got to go to break here. There's, damn it. Again, Jesus Christ. Crawling through that thing today.
Five for life.
All right.
Well, I'm excited that nothing's wrong.
All right, here we go. Program offers low screening, low price screening for carotid artery.
Uh-huh. Oh, that's up here.
Peripheral vascular.
Uh-huh.
Gallbladder.
Ooh, my dad had cancer.
Abdominal aneurysm.
Yep.
What is that?
All right.
Wow, I'm getting ripped off. Oh, my.
Cancel.
Oh, my God.
Well, when you go to the Kmart of doctors.
This is more than five?
That's right.
You really get what you pay for.
Well, no, that's just part of my test.
That's right.
That gallbladder. I don't know if I'm getting that. All right. Anyway, and that's what it is. Abdominal aneurysm, osteoporosis, peripheral vascular, and carotid artery.
And you get to keep the glass.
And they see if you got a blockage. We got to take a break. When we come back, I want to talk to Oscar and to Rob about their Facebook stuff. We'll be well, not really Facebook with Oscar, but Facebook with Rob.
Okay.
And then Oscar, the selfish son. We'll be we'll be right back.
To pick up the pieces when somebody breaks your heart.
Welcome back.
Mike, we all want you to be around.
To MikeOMaraShow.com. Hey, you know what's great about Ustream? I can show you this.
What's that?
I want you to notice.
What is that?
I saw you got wearing my neck. A bauble.
I have my wedding band around my neck on a necklace. Do you know why?
I don't.
Because it no longer fits on my finger.
Oh, it fell off.
Thanks to Weight Not.
Wow.
It was sliding off of my finger,
awesome.
Ladies and gentlemen.
That's awesome. Pretty cool.
And because it slides off my finger, because I'm getting so skinny.
That's right.
It's wonderful. Weight Not. I talk about it all the time, how it has changed my life. And it is the easiest program to stay on, and it motivates you to stay on it. And now RJ is like he was scheduled to arrive right at this moment.
Doesn't make any difference. He doesn't have a microphone.
Yeah. There he is.
No more tan lines, at least on your finger.
I still have a little bit of the indentation.
Uh-huh. You know, I took mine off in April. I still have a...
But it's amazing. So now it has changed my life to the extent where I have to wear this around my neck because it slides off my finger, my skinny little Weight Not hands.
What people don't know, you've lost so much weight, you're not even wearing it on a chain. You're actually wearing it around your neck.
That's exactly right.
It really has changed the way you look.
That's how many inches I have lost. This is the nicest thing about Weight Not. Is the fact that it does teach you the sustainable habits that you will be able to carry through the rest of your life, which means you go into the store, you know what to buy. And most importantly, I think more than knowing what to buy, you know what portions to eat. Yep. That is what it's all about. Because you know what? You'd be amazed after you're on this program for a while just how little food it takes to make you satisfied.
That's right.
So if you would like to get involved in this life-changing diet program, it is Weight Not. Call 855-934-4486 or go to weightnot.com. Check out their ad on our website. It's unbelievable results you can believe in. Weight Not, ladies and gentlemen. Please check it out.
Other
and,
listeners have done
how many,
it.
How many pounds have you lost, Mr. French?
5-0.
Oh, wow. 50, 50. You beat me, you beat me, you beat me. Congratulations.
Woo. Mike, here's one for you.
50 pounds.
Yes.
It's the king of rock and roll.
Won't you wear my ring around your neck?
Have you around your neck?
I didn't know what you were wearing around your neck.
Yeah, that's it.
That's pretty great.
I just do something with it.
I just had my wedding ring enlarged.
It was either that or keep it between two.
I did.
Did you really?
I dropped it off at Ginsburg's in Iowa the last time I was out there. Mike, look at the ring. I took that off in April.
Really?
There is still an indentation on my ring.
Wow.
I mean, it was...
bursting at the seams.
Yeah. Really not so good. But now I can feel my finger.
That's good.
And it's the same color as the rest of my body. Before, it looked kind of like a Maine blueberry.
Congratulations to you, Rob.
And to you, Mike, on the weight loss.
Thanks, Rob. Appreciate it. God, here he goes. I'm not going to be able to keep up with him today. Adam Sharek writes to us, I just want to give all of you huge props for putting on the best podcast on the internet.
Well, that's nice.
I'm not saying this just because I'm a super fan. I'm saying it because it's the truth.
from all the fodder that's available on iTunes to all the radio websites, TMOS trumps all of them, and with the quantity and quality of the show. I'm so glad that I've been included in the TMOS lore. Mm-hmm. You know, TMOS...
It's hard to say, isn't it?
Everybody uses it now, but damn, it's hard
it
to say.
It looks better than it reads.
TMOS lore, with the airing of my students doing the show intro for both the regular program and the TWIO.
America.
Yeah, he recorded those opens for us, and now he's just playing Xbox because he's a teacher.
Believe it or not, my birthday actually falls on the 4th of July. I'll turn 26, and if I could get a TMOS birthday song either before or after the date, I would be permanently ecstatic for life. Rock on, guys. Continue the great work, and have a great 4th of July holiday. Take care. That's Adam Sharrock. And now for Adam, here we go. One, two, three. Adam Sharrock.
Students.
Thank you very much. Okay, let me see. From Matt McGinnis, I wrote you yesterday in the hopes of getting Balmer Billy Sikorsky to send me a birthday shout out.
Hello,
and I'm pretty sure
Matt McGinnis.
I was so effing excited, nervous, torqued about the whole idea, I forgot to say what my actual effing birthday is. In the words of Internet Tommy, I don't know. Well, if you decide to air my stupidity, my 29th is Saturday the 2nd. Buying myself some bonus hours and maybe even the Wait Not Serious as a present to myself. Keep up the great work, Matt McGinnis. And also, if someone can yell right now and then say, hi, Steve Bridges.
Hi, Steve Bridges.
That always cracks me up. Anyway, for Matt
McGinnis. So what he has is an elevated sense of humor.
happy birthday greetings to Matt McGinnis. One, two, three. Happy birthday to you. Matt McGinnis.
F8.
Thank you. And our last
Not my
one,
favorite letter.
From Natalia. Hi, my name is Natalia.
I was wondering if you guys could wish my boyfriend Rolando a happy birthday.
Wrong accent.
We both love the show, and your daily lives are the subject of many topics at home, blah, 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 blah. You are definitely part of the family. This birthday wish is to make sure he remembers every day that we love him and that he is the best daddy in the world. After many mistakes and wrong turns in my life, I was blessed, or lucky, however you look at it, to meet him. Thanks to him, I now have a beautiful family to come home to, and I can finally say that I have found peace.
Peace?
He has given me most precious gift of all. Our beautiful daughter, Sophia!
Sophia!
This is beautiful daughter, Sophia.
And I can never repay him for that. I hope this was not a long, drawn letter.
A little bit.
They all are a little bit.
Please try to keep them short.
We
love you, but keep them short.
We hope to meet you soon. Thank you so very much, Natalia.
Natalia.
Thank you for writing.
P.S. I apologize about any grammatical mistakes. I am originally from Argentina.
And
still learning some nuance of the English language.
All right, for...
she did fine.
For Rolando.
Rolando.
Yes. Yeah, happy birthday to you.
Rolando. Don't cry for me, Argentina.
Sometimes that mailbag makes me...
Weary?
Please keep them short.
When someone says found peace,
yes.
What do you think that they were dealing with in their past?
Turmoil.
Right?
Tumultuous.
Yeah.
The one thing
someone must have been tormenting
them. The one thing I found about being newly single is that it is...
What the hell was that?
Somebody was booting up their computer.
What were you doing?
He's booting up his computer. It's
and
fine.
Then he flips it
You arrive late, and then you just twitch around and wiggle and wobble around and then cause noise to be made.
The problem is in the next 10 minutes, he's expecting a UPS of bells.
Did you have a
big box of bells.
What?
Did you have a nice weekend?
I had a very nice weekend, but you leave your microphone here when you leave the studio.
I was testing.
In case you're not going to be here.
I have a new toy.
So I found that being single is
Don't look at me, Mike.
Truly, while it's not kind of lonely, but it's peaceful.
Mm-hmm. Peaceful.
You don't have to deal with anything.
That's right. True.
Yeah.
Last night, I was on a rooftop at my friend Eric's house, and we were watching the fireworks. Beautiful in D.C. Why not?
Oh, you got D.C. a rooftop?
Yes.
Oh, I wish you'd hit me to that. I would
have perfect.
I really didn't know he had this. I thought we were just going to have a couple drinks and that's that.
A great view of the
fireworks. So he's like, let's go to the roof. And I said, you can't get on the roof of this building. He said, yes, you can. And we go upstairs.
Is it amazing?
So yeah, it's just beautiful.
Yeah, it's
cathedral.
Amazing.
It's a nice
beautiful.
Place.
Beautiful.
And I'm sitting there. I'm just stag. I'm with three other couples. And they're just like holding each other and watching the fireworks. And I'm just getting hammered. And I just sat there and I'm like, oh, well, you know, that fireworks moment, you kind of feel like, well, maybe I should be with somebody.
Yes.
Like, what's, you know what I'm talking about.
I know.
And then I hear out of the corner of my eye, my friend Eric's, not wife, his girlfriend, say, I've had these headaches for a while, and I think my ear was bleeding. in the middle of these five, like the best part of the evening.
It was all about her.
Oh my God.
All about her.
And I looked at him because he heard, and it's almost embarrassing. One of your boys hears it. He looks at me, he's like, can you so
wow, you know, even if you whispered, so it's still a cuss word.
He says to me, like, look, baby, there's fireworks going on here. We're having a great time.
Right.
Why would you bring this up right now? Like, we've had the last 2 weeks together. I just got back from a business trip. Like, why would you? Well, I just didn't know what I was going to. You're telling me right now because you want to ruin this moment.
I want to drag it down.
That's her desire.
And I wants and to every ruin part it. Of me is piping down inside because I want to jump on. Like, what are you doing?
Self-control.
I want to shake her. I don't want to hit her, but I want to shake her.
You're ruining it.
Yes.
So, on purpose.
Yeah, on purpose. And he's like, well, if you really have these problems, we should go to the doctor. I'm going to tell the guys we're going to go. And like, so we're going to go because now it's time push comes to shove.
Sure,
right.
Sure.
Ask her get off the pot.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if it's that serious. He's like, then why would you bring that hot? Like,
that is the equivalent to you're waiting for the Super Bowl.
Yep. Oh,
the Super Bowl comes on, and that's when she wants to come in and talk.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I want to chat.
That's how that works.
You never talked with me.
She drops by and does that.
So he drags her off the rooftop, and it's me and the other two couples. She uses, they don't know.
He
uses
and when he says that, I mean he threw her. Literally threw her off the rooftop.
Yeah. That'll ruin it. Now she has to go.
So they left her in the middle of the fireworks?
Yeah, because he was, A1, upset that she ruined this. Like, they just started going off. Come on.
Right. The show began.
And then, two, he was upset that she clearly didn't have the common sense to realize that there was company around. Like, this was a moment.
Right. Not
having
the time.
Was
time.
She really concerned about her health? Was she worried?
If she was that concerned,
I told
Eric, right. She would have told you like 2 or 3 days ago when she said she had these symptoms.
Yeah. Right. She wouldn't have gone to the party.
Right.
Was she in pain, obviously?
I don't know what she was.
Not until later in the evening.
I just know that Eric came back as a good man, as a good American white-blooded man, because most people
red,
would
cake red-blooded. Or
whatever. Red-blooded, right. He was white.
Damn it.
He came back up without her and said, I sent her home.
Wow.
And I said, really, why? He said, because either I told her we could go to the ER right now, or she can go home.
Yeah.
Because you don't just bring that up. Because this is the thing.
Was she whining for most of the evening?
No, she was fine.
You just waited for that moment.
Waited for the fireworks.
The Jekyll and Hyde.
Perfect
of
moment
this woman.
Oh, to ruin things.
And she had probably.
So she does do it on purpose.
I don't know. And I said almost to him, I said, dude.
There's a name for it, killjoy.
Oh, is that what it is?
She is a killjoy.
Yeah. Oh,
wet blanket.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. So I said, I basically said to him, I said, look, man, that might have been a little harsh. That's kind of like what I do. Like, it's the highway or my way or the highway. He's like, yeah. He's like, but you know what? He goes, if I let her get away with it now, it's going to be the rest of our lives.
That's true.
But you know what? Here's the thing. It will be the rest of his life no matter what.
If he chooses
it's just the way he handles it is the same.
It is the killjoy.
Right?
It is the killjoy factor.
I don't know why they take joy.
You know,
what it is, it's attention.
Right.
And
yeah,
you know,
that's what it is.
A girl, any woman wants to be the center of attention at all times.
But you're all looking at inanimate objects blowing up in front of you.
It's easy to be
it's
the
a male
center.
Thing.
It's easy to be the center of attention in a room of people. You just got to be the prettiest. But
right.
It's hard. It's hard to be prettier than fireworks.
Right.
And well, she said, you know what she said? I'm going to take this game to the next level.
To step
tonight,
it up.
I'm going to be prettier than the fireworks.
Because I heard it. I heard the setup was.
That's the, so misogynistic and so delightful.
The setup was. So I heard it. She goes, baby, I need to tell you something. Like something. And he's like, mm-hmm.
Like right before they were
going
to start?
They had just started going off.
Uh-huh. Oh, no. As they started.
Yeah,
and it might be a dry throat.
You know, I
can you look at me?
I was I was passing along to somebody I don't know who my favorite bit that Rob used to do on the old radio show, and that would be when we would get someone who wanted to be prettier than the fireworks. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, we'd be in the middle of something funny, and then we would get a killjoy woman. That
a
would
killjoy, I love that term.
A woman
right.
who would be a killjoy,
that.
And I would say, "I'm having trouble hearing you.
Yes,
can you translate?" And then the woman would say something along the lines of, "Well, I just wanted to say that's how."
Yeah.
We did that.
I really like your show, but I just want to make
emphasizing the shrill.
That brought me more joy than anything on the old.
That's
on the
exactly
old radio
what it was. It's
probably why we were canceled. But the fact is, you know, that's
why they kept us as long as they did.
Being single, that leads me to my next point with you. You mentioned the fact that you're peaceful because you really have no one to be accountable to.
Yes,
but it also, in many cases, like many single people that are just answering to one person, you can occasionally be a little thoughtless.
The inner government, Mike.
When I read your Facebook posting that you had taken your father to Transformers, I said, how did I write it down here? Hold on. I got to quote myself here because this was mid-weekend that I actually went up and I got my paper and pad out to jot this down. And let me see. All right, here it goes. Oscar's quality time with dad. And I put in parentheses, effing Transformers.
Now, was that movie in supposed?
What in the name of God were you thinking?
Does that like scare the cancer out or something? If you take him to a movie that bad?
Did you think, what movie will dad not like?
Like exactly. CGI chemo.
You loved it.
There were two choices.
Of course
it was
he
that
loved
Woody
it.
Allen film, which... If you were into Woody Allen films, God bless you. My dad might be the only person in America.
I don't even know that Woody Allen film.
It's Owen Wilson in Paris.
Oh, forget that.
Oh, I think it looks actually very funny.
So as I was reading the description of that, because I was going to take him to the Woody Allen. He loves Woody Allen
films.
Right.
So that
but it's about betrayal, and a couple gets together, basically, and they cheat on each other. They realize they're not supposed to be with each other. I don't need to see that. I'm fine. I'll pass on that.
Yeah.
So the next
but it's a funny take on it.
Oh, who knows?
But the torture to put your... How old is your father?
He's 72.
You might as well have taken him to a movie that speaks a language he doesn't speak and doesn't have subtitles.
This was our Saturday evening of joy.
2 hours he will never get
joy
back.
For you. Joy for you.
So I get home.
You could have had one of those mannequins that people travel in the HOV lanes with and you would have been fine.
I get home and I say to him, I say, what are you doing this afternoon and evening? And he says, well, nothing. I said, you want to hang out? So we went and looked for bathroom tile and showers for my new place. Which is like 40
pretty
minutes
nice
away.
Little, pretty nice little Saturday.
That's right.
Well, that's another activity centered on his dad.
That's right. I drag him
tile for him.
For his place.
Shower.
Jesus, Oscar.
I drag him to a 7 o'clock show in Transformers on a Saturday.
So it was crowded.
Which absolutely you wanted to packed. See.
Yeah.
Misery.
We're surrounded by like 30 little Asian kids.
All right, so it wasn't all bad.
But I'm talking about, I haven't been to a 7 o'clock Saturday night movie in, I want to say, at least 5 to 6 years.
Yeah, probably.
Because you don't go at that time.
It's
right now it's just kids. And by the way, when did caravans of kids just get dropped off at the theaters at 7?
That's it. Oh, for years.
That's how you do
decades
it.
Now.
I have never seen such a thing.
That's the easy parental fix. You know why? Uh-huh. You got a start time. You got an end time.
Right.
You can actually time it.
Reasonable supervision.
It's reasonable supervision.
Cheaper
than
a sitter.
It's safe. That's why that happens.
Well, I didn't know how... first of all, the dynamics of a 7 o'clock movie is what I totally forgot. A lot of high school dates.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
So that's a good eye candy for you pervs out there.
You might, and sometimes you get the showing off. The showing off, though, can be a pain in the ass, you know, especially if it's a pack of
in
dates.
In the theater, yes.
Maybe so you want to wear my sweater.
But you see that awkwardness of them walking into the theater at the front, because I said, Dad, we have to be there by 6:30 or we're never going to get a seat. Mm. He's like, they're not going to be full. Walk in, half full. The theater's half full with, by the way, dates that started at 5 o'clock, but somehow they ran out of things to do, so they decided to come to the theater early, see if they get like a job or something, who knows.
Oh my god. Oh dear god.
F8. I apologize.
Right.
So after that, then you see the caravan, I kid you not, of unsupervised children stream into the theater.
Sure.
And it's like their playground.
That's right. Well, they're known as they're called the key demographic of a Transformers film.
Yes.
Good point.
And I knew it
it's
was
just like complaining about children at a theme park.
He's not addressing the most important thing.
It was all downhill.
Your father's reaction to the movie.
My father loved the movie.
He's lying.
He is
Don't
lying.
Believe it.
He may be lying to me.
He absolutely is.
He made me feel like he felt it, but I will say this.
Nobody loved the movie.
There was when you go into a theater early enough, you can get a gap between people. Nobody wants to be shoulder to shoulder.
Right.
Nobody wants to be that in a theater.
No, they don't want to do that at all.
So we had one little gap, but and I will tell you, only a mother would ever do this. It's 7:05. The movie has started. Mm-hmm. And I'm talking like there was only a couple of trailers. The movie has started.
Right.
So things have started transforming. Yeah. A mom comes to us.
God, it's like, boy, this is really great.
Yes. No, it's almost like being there.
A mom comes to us, and we have a gap between the 16 Asian guys to the left of us and a gap between the 5 Asian guys to the right of us, right? And by Asian, I mean they're Asian. They were talking Chinese. Right. Like, I have no problem with that, really? But they were talking Chinese, Mandarin or whatever.
I'm sure it was Mandarin.
Camaro.
Why that doctor look at movie? He seemed to enjoy it.
So this lady walks up with her iPhone, and I'm talking the lady older than you, Mike.
Right.
And I'm talking I'm talking this. I don't even know how she knows. Like,
so she's really
70.
Elder. I wonder if she's going to the
middle age.
Park Lake Senior
65,
Center.
70. You'll see her there. Right? It might have been a grandma. I don't know what it
and
was.
And what does she do?
I don't know. She walks up with her phone.
Hey, hear the siren?
She walks up with her phone.
You probably can't hear that.
As a
someone's
flashlight.
Going to jail.
Have you ever used your phone as a flashlight, just a screen?
Yeah.
Oh, yes, sure. Absolutely. Like,
can you guys scoot over a little bit? We need to make room for me and my grandson or something like that.
Oh, dear.
So loud that the whole side of the theater is now staring at this lady with her phone up after things have started transforming.
Well, you were getting that was payback for taking your phone out of the.
So all you see is.
Did you move?
6 Asian guys stand up, me and my dad, and we all shift over to the left.
I wouldn't have done it. I would have said nope.
Really?
Absolutely.
I would have said, sorry, my dad has cancer. I can't get up.
But that's when all the joy out of my dad intolerance left because I got the old Latin.
Oh,
well, I don't blame him,
and,
of course.
And then I was like, well, I guess this is it.
Now especially at that moment. God's selfish.
Right?
And was there plenty of room in the theater?
Oh, they could have sat up front like every little kid
that's
does.
That's what you do.
And their eyes get destroyed.
But when you want to shoehorn yourself in there, that's the way it goes.
So we
got a break. So,
okay, 4.5 if you're under 30.
Out of what?
Out of 5.
Oh, this is such nonsense.
If you're over 30.
If you're over 30.
Like a 2.5.
Like a 2.5, and you're being generous. Well, I noticed that. And you, Mr. Man, real quick before we go to break here.
Yeah.
You said something about last night with your wife. Ooh. What were you referring to? You were sending love things to your wife.
No. She said, Mr. Rob, when do the big fireworks start?
But before that, on her page, it was something along the lines of, did we really do that last night? What was it you were talking about? Yeah. That was the big, you were talking about the nasty.
I'm just going to say, yes, we did.
And he put it on Facebook.
Wow.
He has no chance. And no pride.
No.
Anyway.
But I'll tell you what. Can I tell you? Can I have 20 seconds to tell you a
really, really quick? Because, God damn it. Why didn't you start this show earlier?
David Bowie singing.
When we. I didn't have a song called Young Asians.
Right.
Carrie borrowed my car on Wednesday, and she came back. She says, your dashboard says you have low air in one of your tires.
Mm-hmm.
I said, it's probably to do with the temperature because it was really hot. I'll take it by merchants. And I wanted to be, like, a cool guy. I said, I got a low pressure reading on my front tire. Can you, check the stem, make sure it's not leaking. And the redneck of redneck comes out and looks at it. He says, your stem's fine. I think it's that nail.
Bonehead.
Well, can you fix it?
So, did we really do that last night? You were talking about doing the nasty?
Oh, that was, you see, it's a bigger story than that.
Can we save it for tomorrow?
We can.
Very good. Nice tease. It's going to gross me out.
Maybe. Just know this. She didn't go to the beach with me. She was here.
Right.
Okay.
Oh, God.
All right.
Okay. Oh, my God.
There's really not much. You know what? I'm probably not allowed to say any more than that, but Jesus. I will say this.
Tell me about the sales at Costco. Yeah.
I downloaded Skype from my phone.
Oh, my God.
And now I've said way too much.
You have.
Oh, my God. I'm writing that Wednesday. Rob.
The clarity's amazing.
Rob Skype.
Startling, really.
That's incredible. We'll come back with the
audio. I recommend it.
After this, turn the day over. Welcome back to the show. Whoa. I'm stunned. I am stunned.
And a little jealous.
A little ill.
Yeah. No, there is no jealousy here. I'm delighted for you. I think this is wonderful. It's going to gross me up, but we're going to hear about it tomorrow. Rob phone sex tomorrow. It should be great.
Was we on phone because of the head picture?
Okay, the magic audio vault. Wow.
I got to figure out what I'm allowed to say tonight.
Is it dirty?
Well, I mean,
is it fun, naughty, dirty?
It's pretty much, you can imagine, based on
no,
Skype.
No, I can't imagine, Rob, at all.
I know. God.
Is there Sunday Saver involved?
We were over 200 miles apart.
That is very cool.
And yet ever so close.
That is very cool.
Have I mentioned my daughter's here today, so let's stop this.
Let's move on. Rob's Magic Audio Vault brought to you by Oakton Wine Shop. Oakton Wine Shop at 123 and Hunter Mill in Oakton has 500 hand-selected wines from around the world.
Hand-selected.
Jesus Christ.
Selected by hand.
Over 50 handcrafted beers and over 50 cheeses and pâtés. Don't say a word.
I haven't said a word. Can we just get to the audio, please?
Oakton Wine Shop also has delicious local creations, including Betty's homemade chips and salsa.
Oh, Betty.
Nothing sounds normal to me now. Write info at OaktonWineShop.com or hit their ad on our website. They're coming in Friday.
Friday.
Yeah. Very exciting. Cool. Look forward to that. Let's open up the audio vault for today, Tuesday, July 5th, 2011.
We missed a couple days, so let me play catch up here. Are you familiar with MSNBC's Mark Halperin?
Oh, they play that over at the Park Place Senior Center.
I've heard him.
Yeah.
Heard of him.
This bothers me on every level. First of all, he says something on MSNBC about the president. That doesn't bother me that much. But the setup to it pissed me off and is going to piss you off, too. He described the way Obama was behaving last week. Here's MSNBC's Mark Halperin.
Mark Halperin, what was the president's strategy? We're coming up on a deadline, and the president decided to please his base. Is this sort of showmanship?
We're in the seven-second delay today.
Oh, Lord. No.
I wanted to characterize how I thought the president behaved.
How do you think you
Well, we have it. We can use it, right, Alex?
Yeah, sure. Come on.
Yeah.
Take a
Go
chance.
Go for
have
it.
Faith.
Yeah, let's see what happens.
Alex,
I'm the
behind
button.
You. You fall down. I'm going to catch you.
And the precedent has been set on the show.
Okay, sorry. Go
so
ahead.
We're good.
I thought he was kind of a dick yesterday.
Oh.
Oh, my God. Delay that. Delay that. Did we delay that?
I hit it. I hope it works.
Okay.
Didn't work.
Oh,
no.
Dear.
Wow.
And you know what? Here's the thing.
He got in big trouble for that.
Yeah, well, he had to apologize twice, and I have them, and they're sort of feeble apologies. But the thing is they knew exactly what was coming.
I'm going to take that, fellas. You guys go.
Okay.
I think it's the senior center calling.
They baited him into
it. It's the bus. It's outside.
There was 45 seconds of talk before he said it.
Right. The setting up of it.
This is when broadcasters, especially if you're on that level, that's when you don't even play that game. You just don't because of what's at stake.
But I like the fact that their audio dump button is the same button we use to mark
F-A.
I thought that was nice. Here is his first apology that he did almost immediately.
Okay. Joking aside, this is not a pro forma apology. It's an absolute apology.
Yeah.
Heartfelt to the president and to the viewers. I became part of the joke, but that's no excuse. I made a mistake, and I'm sorry, and I shouldn't have said it.
Do you get a hot call from a program director or just your boss that says, apologize now?
Yeah, but the thing is it's not heartfelt because it was he planned it in advance. He warned them it was coming and they asked him
premeditated,
to say it.
Right. As it were,
And so he comes back an hour or so later. This is on the show Morning Joe.
I can't explain why I did it. It was inappropriate. It was disrespectful. I've already apologized. I will again to the president and say I'm sorry, and I'm sorry to the viewers. It was the kind of thing that can't really explain, but I take full responsibility for it, and it was a mistake, and as I said, disrespectful. And I shouldn't have said it.
I don't think he's going to get an exclusive with Obama anytime
soon. No. And then there's a weird place in this country where people just have, and we've talked about this before, they have stopped respecting the presidency.
Right.
Yeah, I agree.
Oh, yeah.
That actually, I think that happened like 10 years ago.
Yeah.
But he's behaving like a podcaster. And I think part of that, instead of a broadcaster, I think we've gotten more informal, too. I think we've maybe gotten a little too comfortable with that kind of language.
Amazingly bad wreck right outside our door.
Okay.
Go out and see what's going on.
So okay.
Okay. Perfect. Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, if you're just joining the program and we abruptly stopped, we apologize for that. There's just a huge, horrific accident that just happened in front of Mike's home, which is basically where we do our show. So Rob's dealing. There was an impact to Rob's car and Mike's car. They're okay. But the gentleman in the car, we're not sure if he's being allegedly airlifted out.
Right. Medevaced.
But it's you know, tomorrow's not guaranteed, but I don't think anybody's in a position to go and finish a show right now.
Right.
So we're going to wrap it up right now. I think Rob just came in. He's still dealing with this stuff. But we're going to wrap up the show. We'll be back tomorrow, regularly scheduled program. And we apologize again for the abruptness. But as you know, Rob, geez, what are the odds of this happening? Though, what are the
Did something happen?
What are the odds of this happening and us not knowing as we were doing the show. But
we did not. How many times have we heard, you know, dogs barking?
Yeah.
But we've not heard a Ford Fusion flip 19 feet from our broadcast.
You may have heard us mention a siren that you might or might not have heard. What we didn't hear, and what amazes us, is that we did not hear a car flip over in front of Mike's house and slam into Rob's car, which bumped into Mike's car. Fortunately, nobody here was hurt, but we're, you know, obviously have to deal with all this now.
They just had to move my car about 20 feet forward so they could tow the flip cart. Oh, it does not look good. Yeah. It's moving kind of like the wheel is crooked.
Yeah, the rear driver wheel is turned out.
Totally turned out.
Let's address this tomorrow in detail, but more importantly, let's keep our prayers with the gentleman.
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. It's no good. I mean, and thank God that there were no injuries beyond that, because if there had been people in cars that were hit, it would have gotten extraordinarily ugly. Good.
We're going to wrap things up, if you don't mind. We don't need to go into the vault. We're just going to call it a call.
Are you sure? I've got so many funny tapes to play.
Let's call it a day.
All right, very good.
All right.
And DR Stump Grinder was our sponsor for today's show. Yeah, we thank them for their support.
Thank you. I will use that DR Stump Grinder on my rear left tire. All right, I got to call Travelers back. Travelers Insurance. Remember, when you want a cell phone that'll break up, call Travelers, and they'll make the claim easy. I've gotten three offers for a ride home. So thank you guys.
You're welcome.
We will take care of it. Tune in tomorrow when we'll have the full shakedown of this. And also, you think this is bad? Mike's getting a colonoscopy tomorrow.
Yeah.
All this and me and Carrie on Skype.
That's
all this
right.
for you on this abbreviated version of the Mike O'Mara Show. We will join you tomorrow. So long, everybody.
Ciao, ciao.
Bye.
Drive carefully.
Can-Can, over 50 years of endless deals. Now, ShopRite does the Can-Can, selling lots of brands on everything in Can-Can. Today is great to save some cash, so come to ShopRite's Can-Can Bash. Can-Can, you save much more on every brand. Can-Can. Find endless deals at ShopRite's Can-Can Sale. Going on now. You can't miss it.